Gail Lofthouse.
Now, we're going to find out a little bit more about an art project. It's been running in Bradford. It aims to normalise breastfeeding, make it less of a taboo, and maybe encourage more women to feel comfortable just about feeding their babies. It's called Holding Time. It's a partly photographic exhibition with huge, beautiful pictures of women feeding their babies, which you can see now at Carla Sangham Community Centre in Bradford. But also, the women have had their own creative input. They've been telling their breastfeeding stories through a series of writing workshops. So I think we'll have a little bit of a dip in. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Sophie, and this is a haiku about breastfeeding. Milky lips, closed eyes, your breath is sweet, one cheek warm, cold hand on my back. Your chin wobbles, gulp, the other hand searching, slap, you found my hair, pull. So the first session was very therapeutic. It was like a really good soul-searching session and was really nice to lay it all out. And then the second session was very joyous, very warm, I think because I'd let go of the stuff that I needed to let go of.
What's it been like meeting other mums, you know, and focusing on this aspect of being a mum rather than focusing on the babies?
I think because you get forgotten about. So when you go see family, everyone asks how the baby are. Nobody asks how you are. So it was nice to be in a safe space with people who, and talked about earlier, that we were kindred souls. It's been nice to have that understanding with people, like a recent understanding. It's been healing is just the best word.
My name is Hannah and I'm from Bradford.
And I know your breastfeeding journey was particularly difficult because even before you got pregnant, you were kind of up against it. Why is that?
I suffered from tocophobia, a fear of pregnancy and birth, which had started from a really young age. So that was a lot of work even before having a baby. So to have a really difficult breastfeeding journey after all of that work, after a difficult birth, was particularly challenging. To be able to attend a workshop now, all those experiences are acknowledged and welcomed to discuss, has been really therapeutic for me.
I wrote an acrostic poem and the title is Tocophobia. Traumatic birth, regardless of everything you did. Only one more day until our next appointment. Keep going. Only one more day till our next appointment. Preparation meant nothing. Hannah, it's okay to stop. Only one more day till our next appointment. Bleeding nipples, blood blisters. I don't want to do this anymore. All worth it now.
Well, you heard Sophie, and that was Hannah there. And chatting to them was writer and creative lives producer Rachel New. And Rachel is here now. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Gail. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Maybe just very, very quickly for people who don't know, what is a creative lives producer? How do you work? How do you work with us?
I work with you to bring stories of creativity because people are being creative all the time and it's very healing and it's very good for people and it's really good for well-being. And you know this, Gail. You know this better than most because of your art doctors and how well you've thrown yourself into that. So, yeah, just really sharing those stories of people getting creative and how that helps them.
And it's so far-reaching as well. So, I mean, tell us about this project. How did this project start? Is it something that's happened at other places then?
Yeah, so it started in Brighton actually with an artist who had a baby. She'd had a lot of problems getting pregnant and she has this baby and you think, oh brilliant, I've got the baby, it's got all its fingers and toes, everything's great. And then she had a really horrendous breastfeeding journey. Her baby had something called tongue tie, which I'd never heard of till I started with this project, but it's a huge problem for a lot of women and a lot of babies where they can't feed and it's very painful. And she just went through months and months, and because she was an artist and mostly a photographic artist, she just decided to start this project with other mums about breastfeeding. So to get people talking about breastfeeding, really. And since then, it's been in Coventry and it's been in Liverpool. And now it's in Bradford, which is really exciting. And yeah, and to add to the photographic aspect, we brought in this writing workshop aspect because while photographing the women, Lisa discovered that these women were quite traumatized by their experience of breastfeeding, and no one talks about it. It really is a taboo subject, and it really shouldn't be.
Yeah, a taboo subject and a very personal subject, because I think people feel very differently about it. So some people are very confident about it, and it's not really a big deal. Whereas other people who desperately want to do it are feeling somehow not ashamed, but a little bit shy maybe. So I think there was a lady in the Bradford exhibition, and she's had got a picture of herself. She's breastfeeding, so babies towards her, and she's saying, "Oh, I used to sort of sneak off into the car and do it." So the experiences are all very different, aren't they?
Yeah, very different. From that point of view of embarrassment and stuff, you know, family support is different, friend support, work support, all of those things differ. But also, a lot of women have, you know, it's the most natural thing in the world, just like birth, and yet these things don't always go according to plan. And so a lot of women have really genuine, difficult, painful, upsetting problems. Mm. And accessing help, and also just being able to talk to anyone about those, it feels like they can't. A lot of the time people say, "Oh, well, you've got your beautiful baby though." So, you know, and it's like, well, it doesn't really mitigate how difficult it is. So to be able to write about it and you know, to be able to share and laugh and joke and kind of get over it. I mean, Hannah, who we heard from, had tocophobia. Before she even got pregnant, she had this genuine phobia, genuine diagnosed phobia of being pregnant and breastfeeding and birth. And so to get to the point where she could have a baby and then discover she had feeding problems, you know, really difficult stuff.
Yeah, no, she was awesome. I have to say, when I was listening to her story, I found parallels with my own, and I thought that is so very, very difficult. Do you find that when people start to tell these stories, do you find that in some ways it helps them formulate their thoughts, because maybe they hadn't really thought about it like that? Maybe it was just a thought that was sort of sat in their head before then?
Such a good point. That's exactly what happens, Gail, because they've often told a bit of these stories as part of, you know, well, how's the feeding going? Oh, well, you know, it's a bit difficult. But they haven't really allowed themselves to almost tell it to themselves. You know, they're almost telling themselves the story. And when they tell it in a room full of other women in these workshops, I mean, to say there are tears is such an understatement. Yeah. The first time people come, normally, you know, and they say, "Oh, I don't normally cry, and I've never cried about this before, and I, you know, I'm really surprised." But actually, it is the first time they're hearing themselves, and that really makes them understand that actually it's been quite traumatic. And that kind of healing process from that first point of opening up to the point of them feeling actually really joyous about their breastfeeding, really proud of themselves, and really be able to see all the successes, that is quite a quick transition just through writing a few poems and sharing their experiences.
Well, tell us a little bit about what's happening this weekend at Carla Sangam in Bradford. How can people get involved in this, or at least come and see what's been happening?
Well, this weekend, so there's going to be a writing workshop for breastfeeding mums between 11 and 12:30 in the morning. So if you are a breastfeeding mum and you think, "I fancy a bit of that," you can still sign up. Go to holdingtime.org and find out more about that. And then from 1 till 3, mums are going to be performing some of their work. And there's also going to be some of the mums coming from Liverpool and Coventry as well. I mean, to say it's a bonding experience is such an understatement. And the women who've been involved in this project have stayed with it, you know, long after their involvement. So, and there's going to be some talks. Lisa, the main artist, is going to be there and talking about it. And I think it's just really important to put breastfeeding on the map as something that happens. I mean, most people have never seen anyone breastfeeding, so when they come to their point of breastfeeding themselves, they don't even know what it's supposed to look like. We're all sort of taught to look away, and yet we all need to really engage with this. So yeah, come down on Saturday afternoon. Carla Sangam is a lovely place if you've never been. It's such a joyous space to be in anyway. Come along. There'll be coffee and cake, and some wonderful warrior women sharing their stories and their experiences. And the exhibition is on at Carla Sangam until Monday. So it's been on since the end of November. But if you haven't been down there and seen these photos, they are just stunning, really stunning photos.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit more about this project, Holding Time, currently on at Carla Sangam. And thanks for the poetry there as well. Whenever I hear that somebody's written a haiku, I always have to think, how on earth do you even approach that? Do you know, I always forget it's quite complicated, isn't it? Or it is to me.
Well, it's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. Like, really, it's actually very simple. Write that down. Write it on the back of your hand. 575.
Does it rhyme, Rachel? Is there any rhyme in it? No. Oh, gosh.
It doesn't have to rhyme. Ordinarily with a haiku as well, it's Japanese. It's supposed to be about the weather or nature. But obviously my women are writing them about breastfeeding, which is nature, right?
So,
you know, and it can be a blustery experience. But it can be squally showers.
Well, I have to say, Sophie's haiku was absolutely, it was brilliant. You could, not only could you picture what she was saying, you could feel it as well. It was brilliant. I'm going to let you get off, but thank you so much for your time. I've been talking to Rachel New, who is a writer and creative lives producer.